Hello?
Sorry, we got disconnected. I don't know if that was on my end or your end.
I think his phone was trying to connect to his truck.
Oh. Trying to connect to his Bluetooth. Yeah, but
yeah.
I was saying, it's usually a $399 service, but I dropped it down to $199, and then I was also able to lock in that pricing structure. So if you guys decide to come back and use this each month long-term, you keep that $199 rate. It won't go up on them or change.
Oh, okay. So we were actually talking to another digital marketing company, like I'm a smaller business, but and they were explaining everything about how to be under the map on the list of Google and how to be on the organic list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, organic SEO. I'm familiar with that.
Yeah, and the way you have on your website, the wording on there helps bring customers or something like that.
Yeah, that's kind of outdated. I'm not going to lie to you. We started out doing that in 2004, and then once we became a Google partner, our clients started seeing Google Places placements, and so that's all we focus on. I mean, we still do the SEO, but you would get a Google Places placement, which are the three guys next to the map, which is just above all the organic listings.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a lot better. We'll send out, like, the PIN verification letter. They'll verify your location there. It's like a little postcard comes in the mail from Google, five-digit number on the back. Then we'll go in and do the optimization. So you'll show up for up to 15 different keyword terms or services at a time. But you'll be in that top three section rather than having to go down towards the bottom of the first page. The problem with the organic SEO and what you're doing now is that the top-ranked organic search result, if you look up electrician in your area, is Home Advisor by Angie's, and you guys are already on that list of those guys. So it's like they have the best organic placement, and then it has like 10 of you on it, and anybody that clicks on that gets turned into a lead and sold to you for $50. Whereas if we have this Google Places placement, you'd rank independently above that Home Advisor listing for people to call. And that's usually what most people do. You know, usually go with the local guy that knows that they're within a 50-mile radius of them, and, you know, they could call them directly as a live call rather than, you know, the guys that go down to Home Advisor are kind of price shopping, basically. They know they're going to get multiple quotes, so they click on that and they wait and see who's the cheapest.
Right, yeah. And some of our jobs have been like an hour or two away, kind of depending if it was worth.
Yeah, you want it to be customized. I know they kind of broad match their keywords, so sometimes they might send you a lead that's not exactly a service that you want or that you provide, and they still charge you for it, and then they'll also send you in a certain area. Ours is geographically targeted, and it's keyword specific, so they have to be in that area, and they had to type in that specific service to even get your number and call you in the first place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that way you're not wasting your time with people calling you about nonsense or you spending 5 gallons of gas getting to and from.
Yeah, and Josh has been telling me he has to turn it on and off the lead.
Yeah.
I'm like, you do that all the time.
I didn't go over this with him last time, but I'm going to send it to you right now. I don't like, bashing them in order to encourage you to sign up with us, you know, that's not like a good business model. But there's this report that came out in March about Home Advisor, and you guys, I mean, I sent the link to this phone. If you click on it, you could see, you know, that's the Federal Trade Commission has been investigating them. It says FTC charges Home Advisor Inc. with cheating businesses, including small businesses seeking leads for home improvement projects. I guess it's been happening since 2014. It says the Angie affiliate has misrepresented the quality source of the leads and the likelihood they would result in actual jobs. Yeah, so hence why I've been following up with you guys, because it's like if you just keep throwing money into that pit and those leads aren't turning into jobs, and you're just starting a business, that's going to have you going backwards before you're going forwards. You guys will have money going out. before it's coming in, and then he's wasting a bunch of time calling the leads, trying to pause the leads, make sure that they're not sending him more of the leads. It just becomes time-consuming and expensive, which are things that are pretty much detrimental to a business when you're starting up. You need every marketing dollar to count.
The only thing is we would need, like, we have another employer who also works in the Waco area.
Mm-hmm.
Waco, Queens, Temple, that county, basically. Bell County area. And then we also have been doing Williamson, a little bit of Travis. We kind of stay out of Travis County mostly, but with Travis. So we have a little bit of a range of drive that we'll do if it's worth the drive there.
Yeah. Well, so this 199 campaign is only going to cover about a 50-mile radius. If you guys want to cover more than that, we can do it. It's just going to cost more. That's the problem. I'd have to get you on one of the other packages, like the Platinum or the Platinum Premier, that has those Google ads that show up at the top of the screen, little tab to say AD. That's the only way I can get you showing outside of what your local listing is covering. So what I was thinking is always best is, like, start small. As small as we can, you know, get your foot in the door, show you what we can do, start generating some jobs for you guys in the local area. And then obviously with that money, you could always expand the campaign. If you want to call in, we could always upgrade the package, and then we can expand the service area so that way you guys are covering more ground.
Right, right. I was just thinking about the other employer, like, having jobs for him.
Oh, I gotcha. Well, yeah, I mean, if he's going to want some more leads from you, or if you guys are going to subcontract to them, to him, and he's covering that area, then, you know, a Platinum Premier package or an upgraded package is still available to you. I just know the last time I spoke with him, it was more just I was trying to get the pricing down as much as possible. So that way we could get
you guys. How much are upgraded packages?
There's a link in the text that I sent you to the pricing page.
Okay.
I could still apply some discounts to this too, but where it says localsplash.com/SEO packages.
Okay, Pro and Platinum.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so there's a Pro, there's a Platinum, and then there's a Platinum Premier. If you guys wanted to do a Platinum, I can reduce the cost down to $299. If you wanted to do a Platinum Premier, I mean, I could get that one down to $449 on a month-to-month basis.
Okay, let's see. I'm just trying to look up the difference.
Yeah, the Platinum Premier is the one with the big Google Ads campaign. The Google Ads campaigns, they have a minimum starting budget of like $300. So I'd basically have to put you on a Pro, reduce the cost even on that, and then include the Google Ads just in order to make it work. So pretty expensive package there. But, you know, with the Google Ads, you can cover a broad area. I mean, you're going from a 50-mile radius to about a 150-mile radius. So, you know, the more ground.
And that one's for the Platinum?
That's the Platinum Premier.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that one would be how much?
I can reduce the cost on that down to $449.
Okay.
And then it's going to ask for like a 2-month commitment on that one. So it would be paid out 1 month at a time. You'll have to pay 2 months up front. And then I'd also waive the setup fee for you.
No, you have to pay it for 2 months in advance?
No, it's not 2 months in advance. We just ask you to give it at least 2 months if you're going to do that package, because it's kind of like your baby. You know, we're going in, putting a lot of work, developing the ad and developing the Facebook business page and developing your optimized website, and then, you know, we don't want to see that go after a month when we've just
right, exactly.
So much work to get it up and running. We're like, give it a chance to start making a good amount of money before you evaluate it. So I know if you have it up there because there's a setup period of like 7 to 10 days on that package. So if you give it like a full 30 days at least, or a month and a half, then you'll actually be able to evaluate it and see that you've made more than your money back.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the Platinum package would cover the 150 miles?
The Platinum Premier would. Yeah, the regular Platinum is a little different. The regular Platinum, I could get that cost down to $299, and that would cover 75-mile radius.
Okay. I'm not sure how far it is from, how many miles it is from, like, Hutto to Killeen, but...
Yeah, let me pull it up here. I know that'll cover all of Williamson County, but let me see if it gets into Austin here. Oh, yeah. I mean, even just this 50 miles, it looks like you go almost all the way to, like, San Marcos. Looks like you just don't hit San Antonio, and then you're trying to get to Waco. Okay, I see what's going on here.
Waco, Temple, Killeen.
Getting you to the outskirts of like College Station, Waco. It's just not going to cover the other side of Waco.
Yeah, because
but I see what you mean. Though. That's just like a straight shot up the 35. I'm sorry, I cut you off.
Oh, I said we'll be doing jobs in that area as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to have a package that includes that area as well.
Yeah. So the only way that I can, you know, promise you that you would be there 100% would be a Platinum Premier.
Okay. And that one's the $449?
Yeah, it'd be $449 month to month.
Okay. And what is y'all's... do y'all have any success stories with businesses using Platinum Premier?
I'm sorry, can you say that again? I didn't understand the question.
I was just wondering how successful the companies have been switching to Google.
Oh, well, I mean, it wouldn't take long to do that research. Google, it has been the most profitable form of marketing, period, not just online, for the last 15 years. We've been in business since 2004. So as far as online marketing is concerned, that's the most sophisticated form of online marketing under the sun. And if you compare it to, like, TV commercials, flyers, billboards, radio station advertisement, anything else, it's the most profitable because usually people, they don't go to Google unless they're ready to go. You get what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Usually by the time you're searching for something, you're ready to do it. People aren't usually going to Google and looking up electrician for fun. More than likely, they need you guys now, and their phone is the only thing still working or within reaching distance, and then they just Google electrician near me, and they call the top recommended guys. So as far as we live in a world of instant gratification, you're about as easily accessible to your potential prospect as you could possibly be.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's where the money is made. You know, it's just being in at their fingertips at the time they need it.
Yeah. Just switching that transition from Home Advisors to Google, I was just making sure we would.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're comparing it to that, then it's a no-brainer. Like I said, I sent you that FTC report. So it's like Home Advisor could disappear any day now, but they're also, their business model is predicated on using Google themselves in order to get the leads that they sell. The problem is that they sell those leads so much. You know, they'll sell one lead to like five of you, and only one of you is going to end up getting the job, and they're charging the rest of you. So it's like 80% of the people that get leads there are just paying a bill. They're not actually getting any work from it. So... You're going to compare
and we actually have gotten jobs. It's annoying to pay. It's annoying to pay.
One at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is nice, too. You guys will know what you're spending each month. so you won't have any question marks, no surprises. You won't get hit with any lead fees, click fees, call fees, or anything like that. There's no additional charges.
Okay.
So you're covering all your bases there.
Okay, so I guess I just need to, since I know more about this, now I can talk to him about it.
Yeah, I always knew with you guys, it's not about if you should make the switch, it's more just like what kind of packaging you guys are going to want and what marketing strategy you're going to want to start out with. You know, that's why I came from an angle of, if we started small, but it was, we didn't have access to you at the time either. So that's another reason why I kind of went small. I didn't want him to sign up for something big and then have him call me back going, my wife's trying to kill me.
We're going to have to use the Palm Dome Brewery though, if we're going to do the 150 miles.
Yeah. And I mean, that's a heck of a deal on that Platinum Premier, considering we're waiving the setup fee and reducing the monthly average cost by another $100. You know, that's almost wholesale on it. But what we're really banking on, like I said earlier with you guys, is, you know, we don't mind if we take a loss initially on the cost of the campaign. It's more about the long term. You know, we're not trying to get rich off of the first month. You know, we're looking for somebody that, you know, is going to be able to generate good reviews and turn into a long-term relationship where, you know, it'll make sense over time.
I understand. Yeah, I guess you'll have to, I wish I was listening to the conversation because, he was like, well, we have Billy, and I was like, yeah, but we're paying his home advisors to get those jobs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Billy? What's that?
Oh, it's our employer. We just hired.
Oh. Yeah. He didn't hear that you were planning on upgrading the package so that he would get leads as well.
Yeah, because otherwise you're not going to be able to have work for him.
Yeah. Here's the thing. If he's over there, I mean, most of these guys, even just a 50-mile radius, you're going to have an overflow of leads where you could cherry-pick or even subcontract the work out. You know, most of these guys do end up subcontracting a lot of the leads that they get, and that's a whole other source of income right there, to be honest with you. If you're just answering the phone, because you're the one that's usually in-house, I think he's out in the field. But if you're answering the phone and it's like, okay, you guys are booked for the next week, you know, that's an opportunity for Billy or one of these other local guys that you could subcontract to and get a percentage of that just by subcontracting it out. So you could tie up the loose ends on that deal and send it over to him and tell him, hey, when you're done, send me my cut, you know. So he can always drive down that 35 a little bit, you know, to make it into the range. Without you having to pay so much for the package. And then also what I was saying is that you can upgrade the package later. So, like, let's say you started with a regular Platinum, did a 75-mile radius, you're getting, you know, past Temple and everything easily, you know, and you're getting to the outskirts of Waco.
Yeah, because he lives in Temple, and from a job calling Temple in Waco.
Yeah. I mean, a regular Platinum's is 75 miles, you know, with the ad at $299. I mean, and it has Facebook ads in there as well. So, I mean, there'll be plenty of leads over in the Temple area almost all the way to Waco, easily.
Okay.
You know, and that's $299. And then, like I said, if you want to upgrade, you know, I don't know if you guys are planning on trying to get all the way to, like, Dallas, or Fort Worth, but, you know, we can, yeah, it's kind of ways away, but we can upgrade the package later down the line. That's still available to you. It's not like, oh, you sign up today and then we can't do Google Ads for you later. We can always add Google's product. We're a Google partner. That's what they want at the end of the day. They want all their products in your hands as much as possible.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
The good thing is getting started on your website, getting your PIN verification letter done, getting your Google business profile all set, launched, and verified, and so that way we could start putting some reviews on that sucker so the people seeing you aren't just seeing a blank, who is this business with no reviews, just getting started.
And the Platinum has a website?
Yeah, yeah. The Platinum includes the site in there. You see it says optimized landing page?
I saw the optimized website under Platinum, but Premier, but not Platinum.
Yeah, there's a difference between a custom website design and a landing page. So a landing page, here, let me show you. It's still a website. It's just a little simpler, put it that way. It's more designed for the mobile platform. Let me show you. Where are these splash pages here? Here we go, splash page. The Platinum Premier comes with like a custom website design, which a custom website is as many pages as you want, as much content as you want. I actually prefer the optimized landing page because 83% of searches that are done on Google are done on a mobile device like an iPhone, an Android, or a tablet. So if you go get in this big extravagant site, they're clicking on it, it's taking 30 seconds to load. You know, you can lose a customer like that. Yeah, these landing pages, I mean, you got your mobile device there. You click on that, they'll load up real fast.
Nice. Okay.
And then, again, we could always upgrade, too. So it's like even if you're with us 6 months down the line, a year down the line, which is very common. I have clients that I've worked with almost 10 years now. You know, you could always upgrade your package, and we could add additional tools and features as we go.
Okay, so
jump into the whole pile
just a regular Platinum would work for the area we're talking about as well.
Yeah, I mean, it'll 100% get you over in Temple, you know, and that's where he is, and then even all the way up to, like, Waco area, you know. It's just to make sure you're covering all of that, like 100%, you know, if you're going to go like 100-mile radius, something like that, you got to get on the Platinum Premier in order to do it. But I would be confident setting you guys up at $299. I know that that'll get him leads. That'll get you guys out of the Home Advisor rat race of $50 per lead. It'll get you moving forward on some jobs in your pocket because it's summertime. You know, this is the peak time of the year for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, everybody needs electricity year-round, but...
Yeah, but, I mean, all these ACs are blowing out people's electric, so they're finding out what kind of problems they have. The heat comes in, and all of a sudden, people's power starts acting funny.
Yeah, so clean from our house is 54 miles, so, yeah, I mean...
See?
That's even further than... Temple, so... That's good.
Yep.
So,
like I said, you could upgrade it later. I'm pretty confident you guys will end up upgrading it if you have other contractors, but you probably, as you go, you might hire some more people like him to cover more surrounding areas for you. But I know right now this is more than enough to keep your guys' head spinning, and then you're going to have to take a cherry-picking method and subcontract some of it out because I just know there's no way that if it's just a couple of guys or have their feet on the ground that you guys are going to be able to take on all of this.
Well, that's good to know because that means they'll give us lots of jobs.
Yeah, you're in a great area. It's not like you're out in the boonies, you know. You're in a great area.
Exactly.
Where there's a lot of people around and usually more people, more money.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So, what do you guys think? I mean, do you want to go Platinum or Pro,
okay.
Platinum Premier?
What's up? So it's like $299 a month.
Yeah.
No, it's month to month. It's not a contract.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here he is. They're here. What happens? What? He said, whatever. Let's do it.
He's going to love it. Tell him, I already sent him over my number earlier, too. He remembered when I called in. But if you guys have questions, comments, or concerns along the way, I'll be here to walk you through it, too. So So, you know, we don't just go, here you go, good luck. You know, we walk you through it until you feel comfortable, and then I'll back up and let you guys do your thing. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So I have to create and verify your Google business profile. So I'm just going to ask you some simple questions about the business just to verify everything, and we'll get your PIN verification letter sent out. Are we going to have the business profile under your name, or is it going to be under Josh?
Under Josh okay. Minor, but I mean, it would be the company name, like the business profile? What
no,
do you
no,
mean by that?
Profile. No, I know it's a Minor Electric, but this is just, we're going to send over outline of the agreement in writing, right? You got to document everything. You're going to get an invoice receipt. Marketing on Google is considered a business expense, so you usually want the head or the name on the profile to match the payment method, so that way when you guys give it to your CPA later, they could write it off as a business
expense. Okay, yeah, definitely Josh Minor.
Okay, so it's Joshua though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what was your first and last?
Lori, Laurie, Minor.
Okay. And you usually help with the business, like answering the phones?
I do the bookkeeping. I enter all the invoices, the receipts, into
I mean, if
book.
You guys are married, then it's half yours. So I'm going to put you as co-owner.
Yes, I'm a co-owner.
Okay.
That's what it says on my business card.
Okay, that's how it goes. And then what's your primary line of contact? We're not going to bug you. We're not going to have this displayed anywhere, but it's more so if you call in, we know exactly what account it's affiliated with.
512-718-3106.
Okay. All right, and then the primary line of contact for the business, for the customers to get a hold of you guys, is going to be this 817-597-0589?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then what's the company email address where I could send everything in writing?
We're actually just been using his email, but I guess we should create an email.
Well, I mean, we're not going to display this anywhere. Even on the website, the landing page, it has a contact us profile that auto-forwards to that email without them having to see the email address. So we don't really need to see it. It's just my verbiage.
Okay.
I always say business email because sometimes people already have them separated.
Okay, it's E as an elephant, mm-hmm. N as a nut, C as a cookie, J as in jaguar, Minor at gmail.com.
Already a Gmail user, that's great. Okay. And then Google's going to send a PIN verification letter to you in the mail. It's a postcard size envelope, says Google on it, big colorful letters. It'll also say Minor Electric on it. And there's a 5-digit number on the back that I'm going to need from you when it comes in. So this is really important. We'll be following up with you around the time that it comes in the mail so we can get that 5-digit number. But what's
okay.
the business street address that I could send that to?
520.
Okay.
W for West.
West.
Metcalf, so M as in Minor, E as in Elephant, T as in Tiger, C as in Cookie, A as in Apple, L as in Lion, S as in Fish.
Oh, I found it.
Yeah.
Cash Street. Okay, and it's 78634, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, it says allow 3 to 5 days to receive your PIN verification letter. So it's Friday. Could be any time between Wednesday and Friday next week.
Okay.
Okay. Let me CT. Perfect. Okay, and then how do you want your hours of operation for the business displayed on Google?
We don't have any set hours, so just the 24/7.
Okay. 7, open availability. Okay, and then what types of payments are you able to accept from your clients?
We use Square, so for cards, and also check and cash.
Okay. I like Square. I actually kind of prefer PayPal. I think their fees are a little bit cheaper, but...
Well, we include the Square payment into the cost of the job.
Nice. Yeah, smart. I've had to teach guys that over time, especially my roofing contractors. I have a really big roofing contractor I work with over in the Fort Worth greater DFW area. And he called me one day, so mad. He was like, this guy, he paid me and they charged 6% on a roof. It was like a $30,000 or $40,000 roof. And so the company charged him 6% though. It was like, American Express that he did it through Square. And I guess they like split up the payments, but it just really added up. So that was a bad learning experience. I wish I would have told him that or knew that beforehand. So.
Yeah. I was telling my head time, like, yeah, it's going to cost you.
It really adds up. Yeah, over the first time, in the beginning, you're like, whatever, 3-4%, and then you go over 6 months and you look back and you're just like, whoa, it's just ridiculous, just for convenience.
Most people like check though, but
yeah, it'd be better just to deposit a check, but it's so awkward if a check bounces and then you got to go back and it's like, oh man,
yeah. Yeah, we get their phone number. And
well, you know where they live usually, so
it's just awkward.
Okay, so I got the hours and the payment method set. Because we're building the site, we do ask that you send in any logo or photos that you may have. If you don't have a logo developed yet, I can set you guys up with a graphic designer who can send over some logo recommendations, things that aren't going to, infringe on the copyright laws, make sure we're not stepping on anybody's toes or anything. Do you have a logo currently?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, okay, perfect. So send them to that photos@localsplash.com. We can have that attached to the website. And then it's kind of tough in your industry. Like, I don't know what you're going to do for, like, before and after shots, but if you have some photos that you want to use or something that might help them kind of identify Josh as he's pulling up to a job, that'd be stuff we'd want to have on the website, maybe the color scheme matching, things like that.
Okay,
just to brand you guys, so that way it doesn't look like random truck just pulling up in my door.
We had yesterday we just got some stickers by Fingerprint Ideas in Hutto with Mino Electric, and it's a brighter idea, and it's on both sides of the truck with a phone number on it.
Nice. Yeah, that's something, you would take a picture of, and then they see that on the site, and that way you pull up, it's like, okay, it's you. I've had issues a couple times, it's Texas, right? You pull up to somebody's doorstep, they don't know who you are, you got a gun in your face. Yeah, so it's just better to kind of have that branding. Okay, so I got the business profile set up. We will want to do a client interview with you guys. The client interviews, they usually take about 30 minutes, but we do ask for an hour window to complete it. Basically, what they're going to go over is all the keywords and services that you're going to be listed for, get a general idea on what you want from your landing page, and then, of course, we'll go over that service area, make sure that we have you showing up in the right areas. Also, we can kind of black out certain areas if you don't want to go there or don't want to get calls there. So, like I said, usually 30 to 45 minutes, but ask for an hour window. I do have some slots available today if you guys want to try to get it knocked out quickly.
That would be up to Josh.
Okay.
Hold on.
Yeah, I would prefer to be able to pick both your guys' brain, but I understand.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, like, make sure he isn't doing a job or something. Let's see.
Right.
Okay, just a moment, please.
Okay, take your time.
Can we do that Starbucks at noon?
Are you available at noon?
Yeah, I actually have a 12 to 1 available.
Perfect.
That's perfect.
Okay. All right, so let me schedule this. I'm going to send it over right now. Let me just a second. So it's going to be with a separate technician, but I'm going to have them send you a text message like 1 hour before the appointment just to confirm that it's still a good time for you guys. If anything pops up or changes, just let me know. I could always reschedule it, but I want to get it knocked out as soon as possible.
Okay.
And then it's mostly general knowledge information, so we won't have to have you, like, sit down and go through the whole, you know, computer and anything like
that. Okay.
All right, so 1 second here. I'm going to send a calendar invitation over to your Gmail. It's a good way to make sure that's working, too, because I got to send you everything in writing as well.
Okay.
All right, so we got that locked in. All right, and then let me just adjust your billing while we're waiting for that notification to come through. So this is going to be $299 for the Platinum. And then let me waive your setup fee. I already offered to waive his setup fee on Wednesday. Okay, so waive that. All right, and it's just a flat $299. And let me make sure they remove the charges for landing page.
Why?
All right. Okay, and then in terms of securing the first month payment of the $299, how did you guys want to do that?
Let me see. Give a little
Oh, yeah.
And Josh.
Yes.
My number is still in your phone from Wednesday. Save that.
Okay.
That's my direct number and extension, because everything else they're going to text you moving forward is just the company line. But if you want to get a hold of me directly, that's how you get a hold of me direct.
Yeah. Give it to me again so I'll write it down.
Okay. Okay. You ready?
Yep.
Okay. 877. 635-6225. But you got to hit extension 544. So once you dial it, it'll say, hey, if you know your extension, please dial it now. You just hit 544, and that'll call me direct. So that way you don't got to go through the whole customer service spiel.
And then what's the name of it?
Our company name is Local Splash. My first and last is Jonathan Hill. I go by John, though, just J-O-H-N and last name H-I-L-L.
Okay. That'll work. Sweet.
Yep. Yeah, that way you have a direct point of contact. I know how you are. You just get a straight shooter. Get things done quick.
That's me. That's me. Straight shooter.
The calls are recorded, but I would get into it with you. I'm very pro Second Amendment myself.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, bud. I'm looking forward to working with you. I'm going to get this all set up, and then we'll make some money. But you guys got to get – I got to steal you from that home advisor listing, so situate that as soon as possible.
If you can get me off of this and then get that going, that'll be great.
That's the game plan. When you told me $50 a lead and some of them weren't converting, I was like, okay, let me make sure I follow up with this guy. It's going to save you a lot over the course of the year.
Yeah, that'll work. Yeah, I'm getting tired of Angie's List, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I think everybody is. That's why I sent over that link. I was showing her the Federal Trade Commission is going to shut those guys down because so many business owners have been complaining about what they're doing.
Yeah, it's a little funky. Honestly, it's pretty decent, but the shit that they're doing, they're starting to kind of limit what I can do now as far as turning leads on and off and getting opportunities and all this shit. So it's getting more.
Yeah, I mean, if you could do anything with that, though, you've been through boot camp. I mean, this will be like shooting fish in a barrel. I mean, these people are already calling you. You know, they're already looking for your help. Then they called you. It's like it's yours to mess up at that point.
For sure.
All right. So let me know when you guys are ready. I got the client interview and everything squared away. We just got to secure this first month, and then we'll be good to go. We'll circle back with you here in a little bit.
Okay, that's good. Sounds good.
All right. So, how did you want to do it? Did you want to put on a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Can we do like a bank routing number, or we can do or get the debit card number?
Yeah, the account and routing number is like super illegal. I can't do that. And it's a VeriSign secure database, so it's like buying something off Amazon or eBay. So it's got to be verified that it's you, and
yeah,
the billing address got to match up and everything.
Yeah, all right.
Okay. Is it under your name or Josh's name or
Joshua?
Okay. And then is it say the business name on it as well?
Yes, and it's Joshua Allen Minor Electric LLC.
Okay, let me make sure we add this LLC to this portion. And then is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
Yes, sir.
520? Okay. All right, so on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
Okay, 4530.
4530.
4801.
4801.
9559.
9559.
3947.
3947. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0525.
0525. And then small 3-digit code on the back.
773.
773. Okay. And then before I can authorize any transaction with you guys, I got to walk you through this voice verification as an added form of protection for you. It's about 60 seconds long. As I'm walking you through this, if I say something you don't understand or don't agree with, just stop me. Okay. I can rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any kind of payment with your company.
Okay.
All right. All right, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Minor Electric LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Joshua Allen Minor. Owner.
Okay. And this is the co-owner, Lori Minor, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Minor Electric LLC today?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes, sir.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you guys are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes, sir.
All right. And in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay. So that's just to make sure, it's not saying that you have to cancel Home Advisor. It's just saying like after today, before you add something, just double check that it's not something we're already doing for you, or that, you know, if we don't want you paying for something that you already have or duplicating anything, basically.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. And then it says the initial term of your service agreement is going to be 1 month. Okay. It's going to be paid out 1 month at a time, even though we do ask you to give it at least 2 months when you sign up for a campaign. It's 1 month at a time. Says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is July 8th of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, this is for a platinum package. So I've included the site for you at no additional cost. I've also waived the setup fee that's affiliated with your programming. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 8th day, but you'll keep that pricing structure of $299 for as long as you're with us. So it says indefinitely. It does state here in the fine print, you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. You are not binded to a contract. It says if you are going to discontinue our services, we do ask that you contact us before the next billing is due. Either way, there are no cancellation fees nor penalties should you decide to discontinue our services. So it's pretty clean cut. We don't hold anybody hostage. We just part ways if you don't want to use it. We'll give it to somebody who does. Right? And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Now it says, upon your initial payment confirmation, you're going to receive a welcome text message and a welcome email. I'm going to hang on the phone with you here and make sure you guys get those. You'll find a full outline of the agreement in writing. It's also loaded with additional information on what to expect as a new local Splash client, and it has kind of the steps to go through getting your Google business and Google Places placement set up. So let me know when you receive those texts.
Saw photos at localsplash.com.
No, those are ones that I sent you myself. These ones are auto-generated. So basically, okay, yeah, once your payment clears, it'll start sending you some ones. They're a little bit more formal than my texting. Okay, so, yeah, the one that we're really looking for, though, it'll say Joshua right at the top. It'll say, Joshua, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Yes, I got that one.
Okay, so there's a section in that text that'll say, please click here to accept the subscription terms. And then if you click on that, it'll take you to an outline of the agreement in writing. So, again, not a contract. It's a month-to-month service, but it's good that we always have everything documented. So this has everything in writing as far as all the products and features that are in that Platinum package and what we're providing for you. And then it's going to have the discounted pricing structure outlined, the billing date outlined, the cancellation policy outlined. And then at the bottom, it'll ask you to sign off on it under Josh's name, because I have him as the primary for the account.
Yeah.
Okay. Then once that's signed off on, it's going to auto-forward over to your email. So you'll have a hard copy on file, and we'll have a hard copy on file. That way, moving forward, there's no confusion about these discounts that I've applied for you guys. So if I die or I'm not here 5 years later, you know, you guys still get the same deal.
That's a grim way to talk about it.
Yeah, I like it. Straight shooter, man. We're all going to croak one of these days. it's not a matter of if. It's a matter of when. Yeah.
I confirmed the signature, and then it goes straight to username and passcode.
Right. So this is going to be a great tool for you as well, Lori, if you're doing a lot of the stuff in-house and doing the paperwork. This tracking system, you can log into it daily, and you can see all the leads and the calls that we're getting for you. It's also kind of like a centralized hub for everything that has to do with what we're doing for you. But the login credentials are going to be sent to you after your client interview today. So the client interview is scheduled between 12 and 1. And then there's also like a 7-minute YouTube video that you could watch, and it'll walk you through that, show you how to use it.
Okay.
Okay, and then I'm still a phone call away, too, if you're having any problems with it or you need help.
All right.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, that concludes the initial setup process, you guys. So I want to thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard to the Local Splash team. I'm looking forward to a long and profitable business relationship with the two of you. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, I can't stress it enough. Like, no questions or dumb questions. Don't hesitate to ask. I want to make sure you guys know how your marketing dollars are being spent and what we're doing for you.
No stupid questions to stupid people.
I don't believe stupid people exist. I just think there's uninformed people. That's all it is. So we'll get you informed. A couple things I just want you to keep in mind. Obviously, that client interview is huge today, so let's make sure you get that knocked out. The PIN verification, when it comes in the mail, like I said, we'll follow up with you around the time it comes in, but try to be proactive with it. You know, Lori, if you see that, just give me a call or text in that 5-digit number, whichever is easiest for you. And then also try to send in any photos or logos that you have available to that email address so we could get started on that website right away.
Sounds great.
All right, you guys, you have a great rest of your day. I'm going to let them bug you for the client interview, and then I'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right.
Good.
All right, you guys have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye.